morning, everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. You can jump on here and chat with me anytime you want to. We'll talk to Steve over in Athens, Texas in just a minute. But the telephone number, whenever you want to come on board, is 866-444-3478. Well, we're talking about trees and details about trees because it's such an important time of the year for selecting and planting trees. And there's just some pretty simple things that we recommend differently than a lot of people in the business. So it'll give you much better odds about being successful, whether you're planting shade trees or fruit trees or ornamental trees or even trees in containers. We'll get back to the thinning and pruning in just a minute and then go through some other related topics. But right now, I'll go over to Athens, Texas, and talk to Steve, one of the, I guess, some of the best soil that I've ever had to deal with there in Athens, Texas. What's up, Steve?
Not too much, Howard. Been a while since I've called, but I've got a housekeeper that's got a problem over around 7 points.
Okay.
She's got her mother is in rehab, and she's going to be coming home in a couple of weeks. And they're trying to fix her house up, and she's got a blue shag carpet from the 80s. And it's full of fleas. It's eating the dog up. It's eating the people up. Now, I know they can vacuum a lot of the fleas out, but that doesn't get all the eggs. And you've said some things before about treatment of fleas inside.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I'd mainly recommend, Steve. The first one would be to clean surfaces and spray lightly at the final step of this thing with orange oil. And inside you can use orange oil a little stronger than outside. Outside, if you use it stronger than 2 ounces per gallon of water, you can get some burn on the foliage. Inside, you can use it a little stronger than that. But don't use it too much stronger than that, because on painted surfaces and varnishes and things like that, if you spray it on heavily and leave it there, let it sit on it, it'll foul up the finishes. But used at 2 ounces or maybe a little heavier, 2 ounces per gallon of water, and sprayed and wiped down and cleaned off. One, it makes the air smell wonderful. Two, it kills anything that it touches. And three, it has a certain repelling quality. The other thing for the fleas, especially with carpet, is to go to one of the places that sells pet supplies and get a borate product, B-O-R-A-T-E. Borates are boric acid-based products, and there are some that are designed for this exact use, and they'll probably have holes in the top of after you take the cap off where you can just sprinkle the stuff out on the carpet and work it in really well, and then use a vacuum to vacuum up all the excess. And the boric acid in the borate products will do a really good job on the fleas. I would also, if the budget allows it, Steve, to go ahead and put beneficial nematodes, even at this time of the year, outside around the house, because they will take care of the fleas. And if they're in the house, they're going to be outside around the house also. And put the beneficial nematodes in the ground out there. And that'll pretty much get it under control for you.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, because she's got a real problem with fleas. And I promised her that I would call you and find out what you had to say.
Well, give that a shot and let me know. There are some other things to do, but if it were mine, those would be the key things that I would use to get the best control.
Well, your advice has always helped me, and I think it'll help her.
Thank you, Steve. I'll talk
to
you later. Bye-bye. Okay, back to our tree. And you can jump on here anytime you want to at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. By the way, let me tell you a couple other things before I get back, wade back into the tree thing. Information that we have for you, a lot of times people think, well, it's just so complicated. There's so many things. It's really not. Once you get into it and you give it a shot, you'll find that going this natural organic way is a lot easier than doing the chemicals. And, of course, it's non-toxic. But the main thing is, and the reason that we're so into it and teach people about it in so many ways, is it just works better. It works better than the chemical approach. The only reason it's not used more out there is that the universities aren't into it and they aren't teaching it. That's why we did our online course. Again, you can click on that button, the red button at the top of the page that says buy books, art, and course. The books are my books that cover everything from the basic program to trees to insects and diseases and the lawn care book, the professional book. You know, we've got it on every subject, and each book covers the natural organic approach. If you buy it through dirtdoctor.com through that red button up there, as with my art as well, it goes through the Texas Organic Research Center, which is nonprofit, so there's no tax, and you can write it off. The course, the online 15-chapter course is there, and it has the same availability. Same thing goes through Torque and is no tax and is tax deductible. So I hope you get to do that. And then the other thing is people ask me quite a bit about the stem cell therapy that I took. I had a torn knee. If you've had some problems with tears or soreness or whatever, and the doctors are recommending that you take a bunch of shots, steroids and things, or you have an operation, or take a bunch of medicine to kill the pain, I got a better idea for you to at least look into, and it's doing stem cell therapy. Talk to Dr. Dorsey. You call the number I'm going to give you, and it's a free consultation. They'll tell you all about how it works and what the cost is, and it might work just as well as it did on fixing up my knee. Telephone number is 469-600-8794. 469-600-8794. Free consultation, and they'll tell you all about the stem cell therapy. Let's get this and make sure we don't miss out on helping him. Eric in Central Alabama. What's up, Eric?
Well, I've got stink bugs in my house. It's been going on for several years, and I've tried everything, and I just cannot get rid of them. I don't know if there's a deterrent or something I could use to keep them out of the house.
Stink bugs, huh? What color are they, Eric?
They're brown with the exoskeleton, the hard shell. That's what we call them growing up. I'm sure they've got another name.
Okay, that could be the brown marmorated stink bug, which is a real pest. They're pretty tough. A couple things I would try. The first thing would be if you see quite a few of them, just vacuum them up. That kills them. That's the same thing we recommend for other pests inside. The stink bugs can be repelled pretty well with the garlic pepper tea or with the orange oil that we just talked about a minute ago. But I think in your case, you'd have better luck with the commercial product that's called Pure Grow. It's called Pure Grow Bug Stop. And it functions as a repellent. And if it hits the pest bugs, it's a killer. It kills also. And it smells great. It's a cinnamon and clove product, and I think the cinnamon in it is probably what offers the repellency. So it not only, you know, will kill the ones that you can see and you can hit, but it's going to set up a condition that's going to help you. It probably, I hope the lady you call it about or the caller that called about the fleas is still listening too, because this product would also help with fleas as well. It's called Pure Grow Bug Stop.
Okay, thank you so much.
Give it a shot and let me know how it works for you, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
Talk to you later. Okay, back to the, where was I, on the thinning of trees when they're planting. A lot of people will still recommend that you thin out a certain percentage of the top of the tree when you plant a new tree. That's a bad idea because what they give as a reason is to compensate for root loss. Well, there is no root loss when the roots are in a container. And if it's a ball and burlap thing and the plant is hardened off, you know, you really don't have that worry and issue there either. And what Dr. Whitcomb discovered in his research over the years was when you cut a top back severely, the first growth it puts out is to try to regrow the top again. It uses that energy first. I'll be back after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
6444-3478. Before I go back to the tree stuff, one thing I don't want to forget, I've had several questions recently for some reason about putting sod down at this time of the year into October, and there's no problem with it at all. In fact, it's a good time to plant, and especially if you need to plant, St. Augustine included, but all the other turf grasses, you know, the cool season grasses for sure, fescue and bluegrass, absolutely no problem, of course. And then Bermuda and zoysia and buffalo grass can go down right now without any trouble at all. Landscape contractors and golf course people are planting basically solid sod year round. But fall is not only not a time to avoid, it's a really good time. Okay, back to the pruning of trees when they go in. There's a couple of exceptions to my rule about don't thin out, don't trim the tree back, don't try to compensate for lost roots because there's not any. In containers and in very little problem if it's a bald and burlap and properly handled. The only exception that there's three exceptions here. One is if you dig certain evergreen trees out of the wild, and that would include things. It doesn't include cherry laurel. Doesn't matter to them. It does include live oaks. It might include magnolia to a degree, and some of the other evergreen trees. Thinning a little bit of the foliage out of the top on those particular trees, it does seem to help some, but that's rare that that's even done anymore. Most of the trees are coming from a nursery, you know, where they've been in the nursery and they're hardened off and they don't have that issue at all. It's only when it's a brand new fresh tree dug up and being moved, and it would make more difference in that situation if it's not done at the ideal time, the fall or the winter. The other exceptions are fruit trees when you want to have a certain branching structure for your benefit of harvesting easier. For example, on plums and peach trees, if you prune so that you create a tripod, you know, kind of an inverted tripod of three main limbs going out at a 45-degree angle, one, fruit produces better on 45-degree angle limbs, more so than limbs going straight up or straight out, and then two, it just keeps them down lower where you can reach the fruit and prune easier. Again, that's not for the tree's benefit. That's for your benefit. So you do that. And then the final one is for the tree's benefit, and it goes primarily for shade trees. And that's called codominant branching. When you have trunks that are codominant, that means you have two trunks or two main shoots or stems, if it's a young tree, it hadn't turned into a trunk yet, really, that are growing more or less straight up and kind of parallel. That's not a good thing. And it's not a good thing because as the tree develops, you've got that real tight V-shaped crotch in between those two major stems. It's called codominant branching. And what you do is to solve the problem is called subordination pruning. Subordination pruning, or just common sense pruning. What you do is you stand back and you say, okay, of those two vertical growing trunks, stems, whatever they are at this point, and the sooner you do it, the younger the tree is, the better this is. You trim the one that's the smallest and the weakest one away. Or you can just cut the top out of it and trim a little bit away from it so it doesn't continue to try to be the dominant point. But it's better to take it all the way off and just let all the energy and all the growth go into the one that you have left. The next column that I have for Dallas Morning News, you'll see one of the photographs is a Chinese pistachio tree, and it's pretty common with them, and it's cracked right down the middle because codominant trunks were allowed to continue, and then they kind of, you know, splayed and cracked right down the middle. Sometimes a tree can crack down the middle like that. In fact, there's a Chinese pistachio that I can see every day. It's in my part of town that cracked like that and split into three pieces. And it kept growing. They left it like that. They didn't cable it or anything. And each of the three stems, because they separated far enough from each other, developed some trunk diameter and some tensile strength. And this may not last forever, but right now it's growing as a healthy three-trunked tree. It's not what I would recommend, though. If you have that in a young tree, prune it out and create a situation where you've got the one main leader. Now, if it's a red oak or another tree that grows into more of a candelabra effect and not doesn't have much of a dominant lead shoot, you just let that grow. And if you have any tight V-shaped crotches up in the tree, you know, anywhere, you do the same thing. Take the least healthy, the smallest one out so that you don't allow a tight V-shaped crotch to continue to grow that's going to be a problem someday. The strongest crotches between limbs and trunks are between a limb growing off of another limb is for the connection to have a nice wide U shape, I'm sorry, instead of a tight, sharp-pointed V shape. U's are good. Rounded U's are good. The V's are bad and what can break. Well, you can get insect and diseases started in the beginning, rot later on, all kinds of things happen. It's bad to leave in your tree. Okay, back to more of that when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's help Pete in Seaford, Delaware, real quickly, and then we'll get back and finish up with our tree stuff. Hey, Pete.
How you doing, Howard?
What's up?
I have a golden delicious and a red delicious apple tree.
Uh-huh.
And this year they got no flowers and no apples, consequently.
Well, have you been listening to me talk about the root flare situation on fruit trees?
No, I don't think I caught that.
Okay. It's probably the solution to your problem, Pete. A lot of times when you're not having – there's a couple of things I'd recommend to you. And you might plant a couple of other varieties, you know, try some others if you really want to get into apples. And I think that's a great thing to do. It's one of my favorite things to eat. I'll be eating one when I – driving back to the house here in just a little while. But when the flares of fruit trees are buried in the ground, which 99% of them are before people hear me talking about this issue, it just throws a stress into the plant and causes problems. And those problems can include poor flower production, poor pollination, poor development of young fruit, aborting of fruit, plum curculio, and other insect problems, and the list kind of goes on and on. So look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, and this is in all my books as well. Look at the examples of trees that are coming out of the ground like a fence post, just straight, versus having a big dramatic flare at the bottom. And all trees, all woody plants have flares, and the flare is part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. And right. So
I had apples, plenty of apples on trees for 2 or 3 years now. I don't know why all of a sudden they just did that.
I just explained it to you. That can happen. You can have production for a while, and then finally it, you know, when they're when you first get the plant, it was a little bit higher than probably it ended up in the ground when you planted it, and that's why, you know, you had some success there. But trust me, getting the flare exposed and then doing the overall basic organic program, and an important part of it, in this case, when we've got stress it's so bad that it's causing the production to not be there, we do what's called a sick tree treatment. And the sick tree treatment is just a beefed up version of the basic program, and it's all explained on the website dirtdoctor.com. But by far the most important thing for you to do is get the soil pulled off the base of the plant very dramatically. Okay, and don't
gently, I should gently dig it around the base of the tree.
Right. Look at the photographs on my website, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It'll be anywhere from probably 3 inches to as much as 8 to 10 inches of soil that you need to take off of the base of the tree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of people are,
about crepe myrtle?
Sure.
How should I trim that, or shouldn't I?
The best thing for a crepe myrtle is to just let it grow into a natural shape. It will tend to get, some of them will tend to get more bushy than others. If you don't like that bushy effect, you can very carefully pick, prune some of the lower branches off so it has more of a tree look. And then the rest of the pruning that I'd recommend is just any dead wood or any limbs that are rubbing and causing a wound, and just leave the rest of it. It's a mistake to cut it back or dehorn it, you know, heavily during the winter. That just fouls up the look. The natural branching and natural shape of a crepe myrtle is really very graceful and very pretty, and that's what it likes the most, is to have that natural effect.
Is it normal for them to lose their bark?
Yeah. They are naturally defoliating trees, and that's a decorative part of a crepe myrtle. Some do it more dramatically than others, but nothing is wrong with that at all. That's totally natural.
Okay, then.
All right.
Thank you.
Pete, thanks for calling. I appreciate it very much. Check with us again. And then back to the tree pruning shade trees, getting rid of that codominant branching, and then going a step further in talking about long-term management of the trees. And I wrote about this in the Dallas Morning News column that's coming up. It'll be running in the paper this Thursday, and it'll be on dirtdoctor.com the day after that, is do the pruning that you need to do, but don't do a lot of wound dressing. I'm not that much of a fan of wound dressing. If you want to do it, you can use shellac, or you can use the product called lac balsam, but don't ever use the tar or the black paint things, because the pruning wound will not heal nearly as fast. And that's been proven by a bunch of people. Not Shigo proved it years ago. Dr. Whitcomb, other universities have proven that black pruning paint slows down the formation of the callus that forms around the edge of the wound that grows in and covers the wound. So save the money, save the time. Don't do it at all. If you're just dead set on putting some kind of a pruning on there, use the lac balsam. And then let's see, there was something else on pruning I wanted to tell you about. I'll think about it, think what it was in a minute. But the next thing is, some people will recommend wrapping the trunks, especially of trees that are smooth thin bark trees like young red oaks in some cases and maples in some cases and some other kinds of things. The paper bark maple, one of my favorite trees, has a real thin bark. In most cases, if you've planted properly, you don't have to worry about that. If the growing operations would put a dot on the north side or the south side, in other words, identify the orientation so that the landscape contractors or the homeowner could plant it with the same orientation, you'd never have to worry about it, really. But when it gets put in a different way and it gets the sun on the south side or west side that it's not used to and might get some sunburn, some of those thin bark trees, instead of wrapping, which doesn't do anything but set up a habitat, a nice habitat for insects and diseases, paint it. Paint the trunk. And you can do it white or you can do it with a color that matches the trunk. And I learned something about that the other day. I wrote a column about doing just that. This will be part of the overall columns that I'm doing now about tree management. But I tried to match the color of a Caddo maple and a Texas ash at my house with some acrylic paint. And by the way, the paint that you want to use a water-based acrylic non-toxic paint. Try to match the color, and the tree just grows the paint off. It just naturally grows it off and reacclimates itself over time. So you never have to worry about the wrapping or any of that stuff. It's bad to do anyway. But I learned the hard way that if you match the paint color when it's wet to the trunk, it looks like it's matching pretty well. When it dries, it's a lot lighter color. So when you're trying to match the color, if you decide to do this painting kind of thing, and it actually helps with some insect problems and things, it's a pretty smart thing to do in general on fruit trees. And there's research, university research going back for years and years showing its benefits. But if you want to match the color when it's wet, when the paint is wet, it ought to be a darker color than the bark, a little bit darker color, because when it dries, it's going to lighten up. Just a little tip that I just ran into myself. You don't stake the tree because we actually want the tree to move a little bit with the wind. We want that movement because what that does is help build the strength of the trunk. It helps to build trunk diameter. It helps to build the tensile strength of the trunk and just the general health of the plant. It's just that natural movement is supposed to be there. If you've bought a lousy tree that was loose in the container to begin with and it just can't stand up without being staked, if you keep the tree, and in some cases it would be better to just go buy a better quality tree, but if you try to keep a tree in that situation and you have to stake it or it'll fall over or it's in a real windy area, you know, between two buildings or something like that, the staking that you want to use is not a staking that's real rigid and holds the tree perfectly still. You want a soft staking that kind of goes out softly, is not tense, so the tree can still, even though the staking will hold it up, because it can still move a little bit with the wind. There's even some devices on the market that I kind of like myself that are called staples. Some are metal, some are wooden, that you staple into the root ball, and it goes down into the ground, and it doesn't even show. It doesn't hold the trunk at all. It just holds the ball firmly in the ground, and therefore, you know, it still allows the top to move some. The reason, I know one thing I didn't finish saying, the reason you don't thin out a tree or cut the top of a pecan back by 50%, which is what's still recommended a lot out there, is that the first growing season after you do that, the tree will instinctively grow back and spend all its energy growing back what you cut off first. That's where all the first energy and growth will be. So it has to make up for what you did before it starts growing roots and top and doing, you know, the kind of growth that you really want. That's the main reason we don't do the, in general, thinning out the tree. gutting and lifting, cutting the lower limbs off of a plant is something that we just don't recommend at all. We have photographs in this next column that I'm doing about gutting. What that is just cutting all the inside growth of the tree. Lifting is cutting the low limbs off and lifting it real high so you have real long bare stems. And gutting is just generally removing a whole bunch of material from the inside of the tree. Both throw the tree out of balance. Both look bad. Both will cause sucker growth to happen. You know, the little young sucker stuff feathering out all over the place. And in some cases, lifting will kill trees. It really stresses certain tree species badly, and they don't like it at all. Peggy, hold on. I will help you with your tree when we come back from this break, and then we will finish up with some of the things I was going to talk about, webworms and a few other things, right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the Sick Tray treatment, and to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, for some reason, there seems to be a bunch of webworms in trees out there. I haven't seen it that much. The organic people don't have the issue too much. So if you've got a bunch of webworms, you can kill them. It's kind of late in the season. You don't need to really necessarily do anything. You can kill them with BT sprays or with spinosad sprays. But for next year, if you don't want to have the problem again, release trichogramma wasp. This is what we recommend to everybody in the spring, and you won't have those or bagworms or any other caterpillars to speak of in your garden, in your vegetable garden or landscaping, either one. The trichogramma wasp, explained in a book, the Texas Bug Book, and on the website and all that. It's a very easy, very economical thing to do. Peggy is in Highland Park, Texas. Hello, Peggy.
Hi. I have a problem with two large trees. They're about 100 years old. One of them is a red oak, and one is an elm. They're close to the house, and in the spring storm, we had quite a bit of damage from both trees, roof damage, and a lot of limbs came down. And we've had even some come down since then when there wasn't even any wind. And some people tell me that maybe I should have those trees cut down. And I've had some men out here looking at it, but I don't know how to be sure that they should come down. And another thing, I wondered if they could be treated with a sick tree treatment. And if you have somebody you could recommend to advise whether they should come down or not, or could give them the sick tree treatment that you recommend.
Well, you bet, Peggy. Any arborist can do the sick tree treatment, and you can just tell them that it's explained in detail on DirtDoctor.com. But the company that does, that we work with the most, that understands how to do it, and I'd be comfortable with him telling you what his recommendations on pruning and whether indeed they may need to come down, is Tyson Woods. The name of his company is Woods, is Trees by Woods. And Tyson would be glad to help you with that. The chances are that the sick tree treatment and some proper pruning is all that you would need, but it would take somebody on site to see if maybe there's a chance that there's some rot inside the trees and some weakness, and the way the weight is leaning, that they could be really dangerous to your house. So you need somebody really good and somebody that understands the organic program like Tyson to take a look at it and give you some help.
Well, could he do the sick tree treatment?
Yes.
If that's recommended?
Yes, he could do that too.
Wonderful.
You bet. In fact, they do a lot of that. Okay.
Oh. Well, do you have his phone number?
I shouldn't memorize it. I'll tell you what, we'll put you on hold and I'll give it to either Mary Rose can give it to you or I'll give it to you. But if we lose you, it's just you can look it up online real easily at Trees by Woods, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Peggy. Good luck with those big old trees. That's important to keep them in good shape. Let's see what else I need to tell you about. Well, this was the last segment. I think I got pretty much everything in I wanted to tell you about the trees. It's just, a great time to get things done. If you want to transplant some trees, it's a good time to do it. And if your timing works out so that as soon as the fall color starts to show on your trees in your neighborhood, that means that we're far enough. You've probably had a frost already, and the systems in the plant are shut down. You can start digging the plant. You can even bare root a lot of plants, which is a very economical way to move plants. And I'm comfortable doing that when you do it in the early winter, right after fall, when the fall color comes in, everything shuts down. Moving them without taking even much of an earth ball to the new location is almost 100% success for you. Try to orient the tree if you can. And I know sometimes it doesn't work out because we like a certain angle of the tree better. But if you can orient the tree the same way it was growing, you know, the north side of the trunk still is on the north side, that's going to be the best thing for you. But in most cases, that's not a big deal. If the trunk is a real thin bark tree, use that paint technique that I recommended. And there's details. If you just go to dirtdoctor.com and do a search for painting trunks, that will come right up. Go to dirtdoctor.com for information about how to get our newsletter, which is free, how to join the Organic Club of America and get the benefits. I just harvested a whole bunch of new seed the other day, and getting some new seed from Bob Webster, that'll be some of the gifts that new members will get. And you can also get the information on my art, my books, the class, the online class, and all that stuff right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. I've enjoyed being with you. It's a great time to garden, great time to landscape. Take advantage of it out there. Try to use the organic techniques because they work better in every way, including from a financial standpoint, because one of the big things that comes along for the ride is that you will save about 40 to 50% on your water bill. If you're getting into changing over from agriculture production, standard stuff, to hemp growing, we teach a course on that and give backup for that, to how to detox the land to do that and to grow good quality products. If you're interested in CBD information, give us a shot on that. I'll see you next week. And until that time, enjoy your healthy gardens.